Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'd like to start by taking you to Seattle, 1991. Larry Fuller playing the piano, Doug Miller on string bass, and Greg Williamson playing the drums. Seattle, 1991, the Greg Williamson Trio, Larry Fuller at the piano, Doug Miller, both pizzicato and arco, and a beautiful bowing that he did, and Greg playing the drums. Trichotism, a composition by Oscar Pettiford, which came when Pettiford was with Lucky Thompson in the 1950s. Wonderful. Two records, I recommend those two. And Close Your Eyes, 1933 composition by Bernice Pitt-Kerr. And Close Enough for Love by Johnny Mandel. Larry Fuller, Doug Miller, and Greg Williamson right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News. And all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Keystone Windows and Doors, a proud dealer of Milgard products serving the Puget Sound region. Now offering the Keystone 2011 Energy Efficiency Program on select products. Info on an in-home consultation at KeystoneWindows.com.
And for those of you that like Peggy Lee and those of you that don't, here she is.
just like a chasm. You've no enthusiasm. You're tired and uninspired. You're blasé. Your day is one of leisure, in which you search for pleasure. You're bored when you're adored. You're blasé. The sun is shining. You wake. It's time for dining. There's nothing new for you to do. You're blasé.
And wish that you were there.
again to get into my hair again. It
orchestra and a quartet within the orchestra that played a predominant role with her. Hollywood, 1956 for Decca Records. Street of Dreams, written by Victor Young and Sam Lewis. And interesting about that is that Peggy Lee sings the verse. That part left out so many times, and what we get is the chorus, which is fine, but the verse tells a little story to begin what was meant by the composer and the lyricist, and then getting to the meaty part, I suppose, of the story. And that's one of the few places where Street of Dreams has the verse available. You're Blasé by Ord Hamilton and Bruce Sevier, and It Never Entered My Mind by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart. Lou Levy piano, and Max Bennett bass, and Larry Bunker playing the drums, and another instrument which a lot of people don't know he did so well, and that's vibes. Peggy Lee, 1956 for Decca. Billy Strayhorn and Duke Ellington were inextricable for the years between 1939 approximately and Strayhorn's death. And they didn't have enough time to just perform duets, the two of them at the piano, or piano forehands, where they're both sitting on the piano stool. But I brought one of them for you, for Victor Records, 1946. Piano duet, Duke Ellington, Billy Strayhorn. The first written by both of them is called Tonk, T-O-N-K. And the second by Strayhorn, Drawing Room Blues.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn, piano duets, Tonk, and Drawing Room Blues for Victor Records, 1946, as I said, rare for them in their long association to just get off and do some stuff, the two of them at the piano. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, hoping you're having a happy life and a healthy one. And what I want to do now is, oh yeah, this. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Virginia Mason Medical Center and its 500 physicians and scientists, all working to transform healthcare while providing quality care and advancing patient safety. Online at virginiamason.org.
Helen Humes, H-U-M-E-S, is going to sing for you at the Montreux Jazz Festival, 1974, and recorded by Black Lion Records over there, with her, Buddy Tate, playing the tenor, Earl Hines on piano, Jimmy Woody playing the bass, and Ed Thigpen playing the drums. Here is Miss Helen Humes.
Thank you.
Stop that! Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I would like to do a little number now that was written by the Father. Blue because of you. I'm blue because of you. Broken hearted too. Stars appear. Night is here. Breezes seem to sigh and seem to cry. You've gone. Why the nightingales above sing their tales of love, but their song seems all wrong. It's just a melody that keeps reminding me you're gone. Why, though I'm alone, I seem to feel you close to me. Just knowing that you're gone, what can I say or do? I'm wrapped in loneliness, and I must confess I'm blue.
Never treats me
over.
The Montreux Jazz Festival, excuse me, of 1974, recorded by Black Lion and Helen Humes. And talk about an artist who is touched by the art. Beautiful. With her, Buddy Tate tenor saxophone, Earl Hines on piano, Jimmy Woody playing the bass, and Ed Thigpen on the drums. I'm Satisfied, a 1933 Ellington composition. Blue Because of You, written by the pianist there, Earl Hines, and his friend Charlie Carpenter. I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good, Duke Ellington and Paul Francis Webster. And before that, Sunny Side of the Street by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. Helen Humes. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. The first tune that Hume sang for you was I'm Satisfied, so I brought the 1933 Duke Ellington Brunswick recording of I'm Satisfied, and then I turned it over and got the flip side, the thing called Jive Stomp. Cootie Williams and Arthur Wetzel, change on trumpets here. Ivy Anderson's going to sing it for you with Barney Bigard's clarinet. Johnny Hodges alto. On the flip side, Jive Stomp, Harry Carney's baritone saxophone, Joe Tricky Sam Nanton, and his wonderful trombone, Cootie again on trumpet, and Barney again on clarinet. Duke Ellington, 1933. Duke Ellington's Orchestra, 1933. A couple of them, the same record, one side and then the other, of a 10-inch 78 record. I'm Satisfied, written by Ellington and Paul Webster, with Ivy Anderson getting a chance to sing for you. Johnny Hodges, alto saxophone, Barney Bigard, clarinet, and the trumpet work of Cootie Williams and Arthur Wetzel. Then Jive Stomp by Ellington, Harry Carney's baritone saxophone, Joe Nanton's trombone, Cootie's trumpet again, and Barney's clarinet again. That band is something, and not a lot written about the rhythm section of that band, which would include Ellington on piano, Freddie Guy playing guitar, Wellman Broad on string bass, and Sonny Greer on the drums. And for years, they lifted and helped to transport that band and swing. That ineffable word which makes you pat your foot, as Basie said. Duke Ellington, 1933. And this is 88.5. KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Susan Wiggs and her daughter Elizabeth, authors of the new memoir, How I Planned Your Wedding, the true story of how mother and daughter survived planning a wedding together, in stores January 26th. More info at howiplannedyourwedding.com.
And let's go to Count Basie. 1954 for Clef Records.
Thank you.
Count Basie and his orchestra, 1954 for Clef Records. Ernie Wilkins arranging the first, Perdido, written by Juan Tiesel, and Neil Hefti writing and arranging the second, Two Franks. And the players on Perdido, flute player Frank West, tenor saxophone player Frank Foster, and there's some discrepancy. Some people think it's West put down his flute and picked up his tenor. Could be. On Two Franks, though, it's clear that West plays the first solo and Foster the second, and they chase each other through four bars each in the same arrangement. And fine work, of course, by Basie, always at the piano. And in this case, Eddie Jones on bass and Gus Johnson on the drums for Clef Records, Count Basie, 1954. Guitarist Bernard Addison now, 1935 for Bluebird. I Can't Dance, I Got Ants in My Pants, and Toledo Shuffle.
Hey, Kirby,
what do you say?
Come on, talk to me, boy, about them cats.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Say, cats can't dance.
Old cats can't.
Got in the band.
Got ants in the band.
Old cats can't dance.
Old cats can't dance.
They got ants in the band.
Got ants in the band.
Say, let's have a party.
Oh, let's have a party.
Say, let's all begin.
Let's all begin.
Why, you get the women.
You get the women.
And I'll bring the gin.
And I'll bring the gin.
Oh, stand, stand.
Oh, stand, stand.
Oh, zoo, zoo.
Oh, zoo, zoo.
Oh, stand, stand.
Oh, stand, stand.
Oh, that, 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 it.
That, 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 it.
Oh, cats can't dance.
Oh, cats can't dance.
They got ants in the pen.
Got ants in the pen.
Oh, cats can't dance.
Oh, cats can't dance.
Got ants in the pen.
Got ants in the pen.
Bernard Addison and his rhythm and his guitar. 1935 for Bluebird. I can't dance, I got ants in my pants. That's an old one written by Clarence Williams and Charlie Gaines, and the vocalists Kirby Walker and Jasper Thomas. And then Addison's original Toledo Shuffle. Freddie Jenkins plays the trumpet, and Albert Nicholas the clarinet, Joe Turner, not the singer, the piano player, and Addison, of course, on guitar, Joe Watt, string bass, and bass saxophonist, vibraphonist Adrian Rollini playing the drums right there. This is The Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
KCTS9, presenting American Experience, Panama Canal. The story of one of the world's greatest technological achievements and how its opening signaled America's emergence as a global superpower. Monday night at 9. More info at kcts9.org.
And here, for your listening enjoyment, and if you've moved the furniture back, your dancing enjoyment, is clarinetist Malin Clark.
Thank you.
Clarinetist Malin Clark, 1946 for Jewel, 78 records. Can't We Be Friends, written by Kay Swift, and East Lynn Jump, written by Clark. Buddy Cole, highly underrated, great piano player. Two guitars, Nappy Lamar and Dave Barbour, taking turns at it, and the strength of having two guitarists when they're not soloing, just all doing that, all that wonderful rhythm. And bass player Phil Stevens, Malin Clark, sextet. All right. Lee Morgan, 1958 for Blue Note Records. A couple of them for you. With him, Sonny Clark on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and Art Taylor on the drums.
Thank you.
Lee Morgan playing the trumpet for you. 1958 for Blue Note Records. On piano, Sonny Clark, Doug Watkins, bass, and Art Taylor on the drums. All the Way, written by Jimmy Van Heusen in 1957. It won the Academy Award. And was placed in a movie with Frank Sinatra called The Joker Is Wild. Second tune they did was Jimmy Heath's C.T.A. Lee Morgan, Blue Note Records, 1958. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Bedrooms and More. Family-owned in Wallingford on Northeast 45th Street for over 30 years. A local resource for natural bedding, pillows, toppers, specializing in organic, natural, and chemical-free mattresses. Online at bedroomsandmore.com.
I'd like to take Sonny Clark out of the Lee Morgan Band and take him back about 4 months to November of 1957, when he made a trio recording for Blue Note with Paul Chambers bass and Philly Joe Jones on the drums.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sonny Clark at the piano. His trio, 1957 for Blue Note. Paul Chambers on bass, pizzicato and arco. What that means is plucking the strings, or, like the arc, the shape of it is a bow, and he uses the bow beautifully. Trademark, actually, of him, among other bass players that did that. And Philly Joe Jones, right there on drums. Bebop, a composition by Dizzy Gillespie. I Didn't Know What Time It Was, written by Richard Rodgers. And a blues written by Gillespie and John Lewis called Two Bass Hit. I want to give you the original right now. 1947, Dizzy Gillespie's band for Victor Records, an arrangement by John Lewis. You will hear Dizzy's trumpet and the string bass work of Ray Brown. Bass hit, written by Dizzy Gillespie, who played the trumpet and led his band there in 1947 for Victor Records. Co-arranger and composer John Lewis, all playing the piano. Ray Brown, beautiful sound on the string bass. Two Bass Hit, 1947, Dizzy Gillespie and his orchestra. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News. And all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pacific Lutheran University's graduate programs, where scholarships ranging from one-third to full tuition are currently available for master's degrees in business, education, nursing, creative writing, and marriage and family therapy. Information at plu.edu/graduate.
Okay, up next, on trumpet, Chris Griffin. On trombone, Lou McGarrity. On saxophones and clarinet, Eddie Bearfield. On guitar, Al Keola. On bass, George Duvivier. On drums, Terry Schneider. And on piano and singing, their boss, Bobby Short.
With his invitation, there is a stipulation. When you attend this party, you'll all be treated right. But there's a wild and woolly woman you boys can't invite. Now you can bring Pearl, she's a darn nice girl, but don't bring Lulu. You can bring Rose with a turned up nose, but don't bring Lulu. Lulu always wants to do what we boys don't want her to. When she struts her stuff around, bring cake or porterhouse steak, but don't bring Lulu. Lulu gets blue when she goes cuckoo like the clock upon the shelf. She's the kind of a smarty who breaks up every party. Holla about Lulu, don't bring Lulu, she'll come here herself. We all went to the party, a real high-toned affair. And then along came Lulu, as wild as any Zulu. She started into Charleston, and how the boys did stare. But when she did the hula hula, then she got the air. red rose. Speaking of love, speaking of love, speaking of love to you. Tell us if you're wrong, I can spin a yarn that was told to me by Able Seaman Jones. Once he had the blues, so he took a cruise, far away from nightclubs and from saxophones. He said, yo, I made a certain port, and when you talk about real he-man sport, hot ginger and dynamite, there's nothing but that at night. I can make a second with a fella shoot if they can be make you wacky woo. The way they can entertain will even hurry a hurricane. Back in Nagasaki with a fella suit and back in a whim with your wacky woo. In Fujiyama, you get a mama, and then your troubles increase. In some pagoda, she orders soda. The old Shakespeare shakes 10 cents a piece. They kiss the end, huggy nice. My jingo, it's worth the price. Back in Nagasaki with a fella suit and back in a whim with your wacky woo. Ice cream cone and a bottle of tea. You can rest all day by the hickory tree. The night comes round, oh gosh, oh gee. Mother, 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 pin a rose on me.
Ebullient Bobby Short, 1959 for Atlantic Records, his piano and his vocals. Arrangements by Phil Moore, Chris Griffin, trumpet, Lou McGarrity, trombone, clarinet and saxophones, Eddie Bearfield, Al Keola, guitar, Joe Strivivier on string bass, and Terry Snyder on drums. What do they do? Don't Bring Lulu. Ray Henderson, Billy Rose, and Lou Brown. I'm Bringing a Red, Red Rose, a beauty by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn. Nagasaki, Harry Warren and Mort Dixon. Bobby Short, 1959. Wonderful stuff. Well, let's see. I counted them before I came here today. I have 40 requests for Kenton. And specific things, and they all grouped into 1947. Probably the folks who sent that in were around then, I hope, and were, you know, born 1930, let's say, graduated from high school, 47. Kenton was a big name for all the cool people at that particular time. As it always is. I mean, there's something like that for everybody. And younger people now, according to the demographics, are listening to this program and enjoying the differences of a history part of it and the fact that this is an art and it touches them. So, for the 40 requests and for all of the rest of you, Kenton, 1947 for Capitol Records, starting with the peanut vendor. The trombonist is Milt Bernhardt. Thank you.
was a good man, as good men go, and as good men go he went. He was a fine man, I paid his fine, his first dollar was my last cent. Most anything I had, he'd always divide. He was a good provider, if I'd provide. He was a good man, as good men go, and as good men go, he went. I've got 24 children, a mortgage on the house, two tubs of wash, and a trap for the mouse, a ticket for the pawn shop, an old pair of shoes, 50 other heartaches, and a trunk full of blues. He was a good man, as good men go, and as good men go, he went. He was a good man, as good men go, and as good men go, he went. He was a home man, anybody's home, 'cause he never had the rent. They say the good die young, that's so true and tried. That man was 97 the day he died. He was a good man, as good men go, and as good men go, he's gone.
Stan Kenton for Capitol Records, 1947, a couple of them. The Peanut Vendor, trombonist Milt Bernhardt, showcased there. He was a good man, as good men go. Written and arranged by Pete Rugolo. Vocal by June Christie. Trombone by Eddie Burt. And alto saxophonist George Wheedler. Rugolo's Impressionism now, with Wheedler again on alto. Tenor saxophonist Bob Cooper. And the bass work of Eddie Safransky. Stan Kenton and his orchestra and his piano, 1947, Capitol Records. Impressionism by Pete Rugolo for alto saxophonist George Wheedler and tenor saxophonist Bob Cooper and Eddie Safransky's bass. And Vernon Duke and Yip Harburg's April in Paris for the trombone section. And Kenton's vocal ensemble at the time, called the Pastels. Now, Rugolo's arrangement of James P. Johnson's If I Could Be With You, 1 hour tonight. Stan Kenton, his orchestra, his piano, 1947, Capitol Records. If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight, written by pianist James P. Johnson. Rugolo arranged it for the band. Kenton's piano began that, and then Boots Masuli, alto saxophonist, and the Eddie Safransky bass work. Trumpet by Buddy Childers and trombone Skip Layton. Then Rugolo's Lament for Guitar, written specifically for the orchestra's guitarist, Lirendo Almeida. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the 2011 Big Seattle Boat Show, today through Sunday, January 30th, at Quest Field and South Lake Union, with a shuttle between locations, featuring over 1,000 boats, plus electronics, seminars, and accessories. E-tickets at seattleboatshow.com.
And last, for the great number of people, thank you for calling and writing and requesting 1947 Kenton. Is Ellington's Sophisticated Lady, arranged by Rugolo, featuring pretty much Kenton on piano and Safransky on bass. And then I'm going to segue to Ellington's collaboration with Rosemary Clooney, 1956, and their version, and a Billy Strayhorn arrangement of Sophisticated Lady. So we also would hear Herb and him, but also the wonderful lyric by Mitchell Parrish. Kenton and Rosemary Clooney.
say, into your early life romance came, and in this heart of yours burned a flame that flickered one day and died away. Then, with disillusion deep in your eyes, you learned that fools in love soon grow wise. The years have changed you somehow. I see you now, smoking, drinking, never thinking of tomorrow, nonchalant, diamond shining, dancing, dining with some man in a restaurant. Is that all you really want? No. Sophisticated lady, I know you miss the love you lost long ago. And when nobody is nigh, you cry.
Sophisticated Lady, written by Duke Ellington and lyric by Mitchell Parrish. First, Stan Kenton, 1947. Arrangement by Pete Rugolo. Kenton's piano and Eddie Safransky's bass. Then, 9 years later, Rosemary Clooney with Duke Ellington and his orchestra. Arrangement by Billy Strayhorn of Sophisticated Lady. Continuing with Rosemary Clooney and Ellington. Not much of a hit. I've always enjoyed it, but it hasn't been done enough, I don't think. It's called Me and You. Trumpet work is by Ray Nance.
To get together, baby, me and you got to have love. I've planned a lot, you hit the spot. Oh, can't you see? It's got to be you and me. Got to have a lot of money if there's three heavens above. Me and you fit like a glove, babe. Me and you in love. Me and you. You and me've got to consolidate. You're just the type, the time is ripe. This is the day, I know the way. Me and you got to have a lot of money, and it's three I'm thinking of. Me and you fit like a glove, babe. Me and you in love.
Rosemary Clooney with Duke Ellington and Me and You, written by Ellington, and with a trumpet solo by Ray Nance, 1956, Columbia Records. Billy Strayhorn, collaboration with Ellington on one called Grievin'. Clooney will sing for you, and Harry Carney's baritone sax, Cat Anderson's trumpet, Paul Gonsalves and his tenor, and Johnny Hodges and his alto saxophone.
Deceive me, go and leave me grieving. Where I go, what I do is of no importance to you. I'm sitting down by the river, I can't live for grieving. Sometimes I wonder what tomorrow will bring. Will the sun be back again, or will it be black again? How far, how long can this pain go on? Every day, every night, how I pray that you'll treat me right. You will regret and you'll cry some if I die from grieving.
Craven and Rosemary Clooney singing so beautifully of that. Billy Strayhorn and Ellington wrote it. Harry Carney played his baritone sax. Cat Anderson his trumpet. Paul Gonsalves his tenor. And Johnny Hodges his alto. Strayhorn arranged this. It's an Ellington Paul Francis Webster favorite of mine. And here is Rosemary Clooney to sing it for you.
Never treats me sweet and gentle the way he should. I got it bad, and that ain't good. My poor heart is sentimental, not made of wood. I got it bad, and that ain't good. But when the weekend's over and Monday rolls around, I end up like I start out, just crying my heart out. He don't love me like I love him. No. Nobody could. I got it bad, and that ain't good. Though folks with good intentions tell me to save my tears, I'm glad I'm mad about him. I can't live without him. Lord above me, make him love me the way he should. I got it bad, and that ain't good.
since my baby said goodbye. In the evening when lights are low, I'm so lonesome I could cry. 'Cause there's nobody who cares about me. I'm just a soul who's bluer than blue can be. When I get that mood indigo, I could lay me down and die. You ain't been blue, no. You ain't been blue till you've had that mood indigo, that feeling go stealing down to my shoes while I sit inside. Go long, go long, blues.
Clooney and Duke Ellington, 1956 for Columbia Records. I Got a Bad and That Ain't Good, and Mood Indigo with wonderful trumpet solo by Willie Cook. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.